How you doing? Nick DiGilio here. I'm your overnight dude, 2 to 5 every weekday morning. At 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich with the opening bell, followed by the great Steve Cochran with your morning drive. Phone number and text, 312-981-7200. Straight out of context, Nick D. Show Spies, You Big Dummy, all coming up, and Fly Jams Friday. So I wanted to mention that did anybody watch Maya and Marty? For those people who are not aware, it is a new variety comedy show that's on NBC on Tuesday nights, and it premiered this past Tuesday night. And it's Maya Rudolph and Martin Short. They host the show, and they perform. They do comedy bits. They do sketches. They sing. They dance. It is kind of a modern day, you know, variety show. That were, you know, those things were so popular in the 70s. Every network had at least two or three of them in the variety show world. And so Maya Rudolph and Martin Short are together doing this thing called Maya and Marty. And if anybody watched it and you want to chime in or you want to call or text, it's 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I watched it, and I was really looking forward to it. It's produced by Lauren Michaels, and it's going to have different guest stars every week. They had, and Kenan Thompson's a regular on it. He's sort of like their sidekick on the show. And this week it was Jimmy Fallon. It was Tom Hanks. Miley Cyrus was on. And they had a performance by Savion Glover and the cast of his new show, his new Broadway show. And I got to say, I found it to be massively disappointing. I think Maya Rudolph is an extraordinary talent. I think she's a great singer. She's incredibly funny. She was fabulous on Saturday Night Live. And I think she's a really versatile performer who, in theory, could kill doing a well-done variety show. Martin Short's talent kind of goes without saying. Guy's been around for decades, can do everything. Does really memorable and funny characters, was a tremendous writer on SCTV, and he can sing and he can also dance. So it seems, and together they've worked on things before, and they've got a great rapport. And it's, you know, a nice difference in age there and style that you would think that just get yourself a bunch of really talented writers, put those two extraordinary talented people on stage, write good stuff for them, and you've got a killer show. And in addition, have great guest stars. But that was not the case on Tuesday night. This show was so disappointing. I mean, it was barely watchable. So, I don't know. Esmeralda, did you see it? Maya and Marty?
I didn't, and I was scared for it.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if it was... I had high hopes, but I wasn't sure.
I mean, it's
not good.
No, it's not. It was. I mean, Tuesday night was really, actually, it was really bad, and it's still on my DVR. And it's also being performed live, so they're doing it live. And there's a lot of pre-filmed bits that they do, but it's performed and broadcast live, which I also think is kind of cool. So it kind of had everything going for it. And wow, I looked at the writing credits at the end, and I didn't recognize any of the names. I think a couple of them do write for SNL, but I didn't recognize any of the names. But the stuff, the skits didn't work. You know, it was bad. I thought it was badly structured. The only thing that was great was that performance by, is it Shuffle Along? That's the name of the Broadway show that Savion Glover is in. I think it's called Shuffle Along, if I'm not mistaken. But Savion Glover and a bunch of cast members from the show Shuffle Along, they did a number to close the show, and it was by far the best thing of the show. It was actually amazing. I mean, well, Savion Glover rules. I mean, that goes without saying. But that was by far the best thing on the show.
Now, how do they know each other, Mayan?
Well, they've worked on SNL in the past. And just through the world of like comedy and theater and stuff,
right.
they actually worked together, not on a show, but I believe they worked not on a TV show, but they worked on a show that toured, like a theater piece.
Okay, so they know each other.
Smushed
together.
Yeah, no. And Martin Short hosted Saturday Night Live a couple of times while Maya Rudolph was there. Martin Short was a big part of the 40th anniversary show, and they worked together there. And I think that's when they made a connection. But I don't know. I was extraordinarily disappointed. I don't know if you guys saw it, and you want to chime in. We can talk about it a little bit later. But very, very disappointing. I'm looking forward to it on Tuesday, just so I hope it's better than what they did this past week. So I was very disappointed by Maya and Marty. I hope it gets better. I really do. All right, we got a break. We'll take a break, and we'll come back. We got the news, and then the Brightside Theater will join us to talk about Spamalot.